Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are live. It is Sunday, March 7th, 2010. I am Jason Burmis, your host for this evening's Info Warrior. Out of the gates, I want to discuss this Pentagon shooting because I was in the office late night as it happened, as it progressed, and by about 2 or 3 a.m., the stations that were not running repeats, like Fox News, like CNN, the ones that were showing the early morning shows, like CBS early in the morning, CNN early in the morning, were already discussing 9/11 conspiracy theorist shoots Pentagon officials. Why? Why is that the focus of the mainstream media? This person was in and out of mental institutions all over the country for the past almost decade, had all sorts of types of weird belief systems, thought he was being tracked all the time, looked up into the sky. His brother said so. His parents warned people. He was pulled over on some kind of a cross-country trip by a local police officer, a state trooper, and he filed a report saying that this man may be mentally ill. But immediately, whether it be the foreign press, the Times of London headline, or the headlines out of Fox and CNN, September 11th, conspiracy theorist shoots Pentagon officials. Why? Well, earlier in the week, the Southern Poverty Law Center made it a point to single out We Are Change as the next domestic extremist terrorist organization. And anybody familiar with We Are Change knows that We Are Change was birthed out of the 9/11 truth movement. It obviously covers much more now. But we continue to delve into 9/11 truth. We continue to expose the truth on 9/11. That's why they're being targeted by the Southern Poverty Law Center. And they're also trying to create a nexus point between this event and the event with the IRS and Joe Stack and Tea Parties. Because anybody who opposes the government is now the enemy. They've set this up now for over the past two decades. You've seen it really evolve with the Department of Homeland Security, with the war on terror. Now with the Obama administration coming in and saying cybersecurity for all, and we'll delve into that cybersecurity bill later in the program. But this gentleman, I shouldn't even call him a gentleman, because anybody that walks into an area and just starts randomly shooting people, we don't endorse that. That's not how you take on the system. However, I think we have to note that that's the way the media would like to portray us, that we're putting these people over the edge. We're the reason this happened. No, we're not the reason this happened. And I should also make the point, now, when anybody commits a crime, they're looking at your political beliefs. It doesn't matter in major polls that 36% of Americans not only question the official story of 9/11, but agree that elements within the government either were involved or failed to consciously take action to stop the events. So I guess now when a crime is committed, one third of all crimes will be committed by 9/11 truthers, and they will be hyped up as such in the media. When I was watching the Alex Jones Geraldo segment last night, and Geraldo was asking Alex, well, then why is this? What? He was really trying to bait Alex into saying, well, obviously he was upset with the government. What makes somebody go shoot people? Well, what makes Ted Bundy murder young women? What made John Wayne Gacy prey on young children? What made Jeffrey Dahmer pour battery acid down the skulls of still living human beings to create sex zombies? I hate to tell you folks, but some people are inherently evil. Some people are crazy. Some people are schizophrenics. And you can't just paint a broad brush that anybody who believes a certain thing is bad and they need to be put on a watch list. We'll be getting into this and much more. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
I've been drifting along in the same stale shoes.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This Geraldo Rivero Alex Jones clip from last night. But first, I also want to point out that another talking point I've seen in the media is this man was a heavy marijuana smoker. Really? What does that mean exactly? Oh, he was a, now marijuana makes you shoot people? Why is it they always play down the fact that the people that are shooting up schools, that are shooting up malls, that are shooting up military facilities are always on antidepressants? They're on the pharmaceutical drugs. But that never gets any hype. That never gets any play. Well, we know this man was heavily smoking marijuana. You show me the cases where heavy marijuana smokers go insane and start shooting people. No, it's with the reuptake inhibitors. It's with the Prozac. But you never hear that from the media. Doesn't matter if I watch a dozen commercials a day on the mainstream television where they're telling me how to quit smoking, how to add Abilify, how to take Prozac, and literally more than half the commercial is may cause hallucinations, may cause agitation, may cause suicidal thoughts, may cause death. Again and again and again and again. And this is what they're selling you with. But then the people that take those drugs, those reuptake inhibitors, the Prozacs and much else, when they shoot people, you don't hear, oh, he was heavily medicated. You never hear that. So I want to go to this clip. Hopefully, do we have this thing queued up? All right, let's start playing the Geraldo clip, and I'll give you my commentary throughout.
Coming up, the Pentagon shooter was one of those conspiracy theorists who believes 9/11 was an inside job. What will that mean to that movement?
Judge the success of their actions through public opinion, which can be manipulated in very effective ways, creating irresistible incentives for governments to use deception as a standard operating procedure. One of the greatest problems facing humanity today is the deliberate creation of conflict in order to extend the control of a tiny elite who seek to rule the world from the shadows.
Once a star student at San Jose State, 36-year-old John Patrick Bedell, the man who opened fire in front of the Pentagon last week, was a manic, depressive pothead fascinated with conspiracy theories involving 9/11.
Let's stop it right there. Manic, depressive pothead. Again, if he was a quote-unquote manic, depressive, and he was going to all these hospitals, which all the evidence indicates, he was on a lot more than marijuana. I'm going to make the prediction within the next week we'll find out that he was on Prozac and other drugs. Let's see if the media leads in with he was heavily medicated for psychosis by doctors. They'll never lead in with that. Oh, but he's a heavy marijuana smoker. They're bad. People who smoke marijuana and believe in conspiracies. Hit the clip.
Pentagon guards before being shot and killed himself, but we do note that a blog connected to him suggests a criminal enterprise run out of the government could have staged the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. And that connection to the so-called 9/11 truthers is making their movement seem even more like a part of the lunatic fringe. But is that fair? Joining Kimberly and me from Austin, Texas, the same town, incidentally, where a tax protester recently crashed his plane into the IRS building.
All right, let's pause it right there. There is no reason to bring Austin, Texas's IRS plane crash into this other than to associate those who don't believe the government all the time and don't appreciate the IRS putting a gun to our heads. And don't believe the official version of 9/11, we're all bad. And I guarantee they're going to try to associate this guy with InfoWars. I wouldn't be shocked if the guy was a listener, to be honest with you. He did spend some time in Austin, Texas. But the bigger issue is, how was he traveling all across the country? There has been no talk of how this man made a living. Just that he was a college student, a graduate student, someone who was very bright in the past. What did he do for work? How did he get his money? How did he pay for all these hospital stays? All right, let's go back to the clip.
Radio host and a leader of the 9/11 was an inside job movement, Alex Jones. Alex, welcome. The Tea Party people shook off that IRS plane crash incident after a couple of days. Do you think you'll be similarly successful, or will Bedell's misdeeds stick to the 9/11 truther people?
Well, the plane crash guy had been a Democrat and was angry at the government. And this Bedell guy, look, he had hundreds of different beliefs. And some national polls show half of Americans, 6 of the 10 9/11 commissioners, question the official story. There's a wide spectrum of different debates. 9/11 truth, most people just question the official story, prior knowledge, and other issues. But the bigger question here is, why within 1 hour was national news reporting that the Pentagon shooter was a 9/11 truther? I mean, why is there such a vitriol by the establishment against 9/11 truth? I mean, right here I have ABC News. U.S. military wanted to provoke war with Cuba. U.S. military drafted plans to terrorize U.S. cities, staged terror attacks. We know the Gulf of Tonkin was staged. So we know that governments allow attacks to happen. We know that governments sometimes actually stage attacks. We know that the underwear bomber on Christmas Day, the State Department admits they were ordered by U.S. intelligence to let him on the plane, help him get on the plane. So in a lot of cases, they open the door. That's what 9/11 Truth is saying, is that this is being used to demonize us years. So we don't know what the truth is about this guy. I mean, he was into marijuana.
Let's bring Kimberly into the discussion. The guy was into pot, and he was a manic depressive. But is Alex overreacting, or is the 9/11 connection relevant?
Right. I think it's an overreaction, but also you're making some very serious allegations against the U.S. government, saying that they stage attacks.
All right,
they
let's stop it right here. Serious allegations. The U.S. government stages events and allows them to occur. Now, if I had had the floor on this, well, the Saudi Arabian Visa Center was actually a CIA front that funneled in 15 of the 19 hijackers, the majority of those reported by mainstream media organizations to have trained at the Pensacola Navy Station, the Defense Language School in Monterey, California, Maxwell and Brooks Air Force Base. So there we have the CIA bringing them in. We have the U.S. military training them. We have the ISI, the Pakistani Interintelligence Services, that the British created and was revamped through the CIA in the 70s and 80s. They're the ones that were monetarily funding the hijackers. We have the Israeli operatives that were picked up that day. That sounds like an international intelligence operation. And we expose that, the shadow government, and much more in my last film, Fabled Enemies. And really my next film, Invisible Empire, due out April 15th. I'll be promoting that on Russia Today tomorrow. I'm very excited about that. Is an extension. It's all those people that were saying to me in the very beginning of my investigation into 9/11, this is part of the New World Order. And I said, well, what is the New World Order? And I really set out to define that. That's why it's Invisible Empire, a New World Order defined. We'll discuss that a little later. Let's go back to this clip. This woman, you're making some pretty serious allegations, Jones. What do you talk? Serious allegations? No, we have the serious proof. The serious proof by the same establishment that you work for, lady. Let's hit it.
In the United States against U.S.
Let's
citizens.
Let's declassify.
What? No, what evidence do you have to support any of that?
Well, Gulf of Tonkin is very, very well documented. But
I mean, what are you talking about? Hold on. It's in Army field manuals to stage false flag attacks, declassified 2004. But separately, why within 1 hour were scores of newspapers and TV?
You tell us, Alice, why do you think?
Shooting,
what's
they
the
were
answer?
Demonizing 9/11 truth. Why are they so scared of 9/11 truth? Why did they do that? Within 1 hour, why do they bring 9/11 truth out? Why do they blame the plane crash with Joe Stack on the Tea Parties?
But Alex, wait a second.
Government.
Back up a second and just take a deep breath. Why would he attack the Pentagon? What aspect of his life would make him manifest it with that kind of violence against the...
All right, let's
stop
it right there. See, there's Geraldo trying to bait Jones into saying, well, why would he shoot those people? And obviously, he wants Jones's response to be, well, he had these anti-establishment ideals. Folks, the majority of people who are anti-establishment are not violent. The majority of people that are pro-establishment are not violent. But in both communities, you have some nutbags. Nutbags are real. You do have some people that have major psychosis, that are schizophrenic, that do crazy things. Crazy ain't new in this world. It's been around a long time, and it will continue to be around, I promise you. Let's go back to the clip.
The Defense Department establishment. Why? Why there?
Here's,
why not
here's
the
Fox
Health
News.
And Human Services Department?
Let me tell you. Here's Fox News. Here's Fox News. His parents, 2 weeks before, warned the government nothing was done. Same thing with the Fort Hood shooter. Same thing with the underwear bomber. I mean, the guy was obviously a complete lunatic. I mean, look at video of the guy. He looks like he's a nut from Central Casting. He obviously had millions of screws loose here. Okay? I mean, maybe he was a lone nut. Maybe he was. The point is to try to, within 1 hour, demonize 9/11 truth. This stinks to high heaven. That's what we cover at InfoWars.com, Geraldo, and I'm glad you covered this.
Okay, Alex, we'll continue to stay.
And again, I am predicting that we will find out that this man was on all sorts of psychotropic drugs that were prescribed to him from medical doctors around the country in the mental institutions that he stayed. But what does the media play up? 9/11 truther, manic depressive pot smoker. All in line at the same time, in the same week that the Southern Poverty Law Center comes out and targets We Are Change, which uses Gandhi, be the change you want to see in the world as their model, peaceful resistance. And I truly believe the only way we're going to reach that mountaintop of freedom, the only way we're going to restore the Constitution and Bill of Rights, is through peaceful resistance. Because I got news for you, folks. They got drones in the air, 20,000 miles in the sky, you're never going to see, that are going to be the judge, jury, and executioner. No trial, I promise. We're going to get into those drones on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burns, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Calls in just a moment, but I want to let everybody know, I think we start shipping these out this week. It may be as soon as Monday. Yeah, today's the 7th. In fact, we do start shipping tomorrow, so you can order it right now and be one of the first to get American Conspiracies by Jesse Ventura. I've gotten through the first three chapters. It's an excellent book. You also get a free gift with this. You can either get Aaron Russo's Reflections and Warnings, or you can get my film, Loose Change, Final Cut, really the definitive 9/11 truth picture that deals with the anomalies at World Trade Center buildings 1, 2, 7, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and the Pentagon, and that is coupled great by my other film, Fabled Enemies, also available at Infowars.com. This is discounted out of the gates for only $19.95. You get this hardcover book and a free DVD. Go check it out, American Conspiracies by Jesse Ventura. All right, I said I'd take your calls, so let's get to Matt in Missouri. You're on.
Hey, Jason, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, I got that book coming. I'm excited to read it, and that's what I was going to let all the listeners know about a great tool that I heard about while I was listening to Richard Grove and James Corbett on their Peace Revolution podcast. Mm-hmm. I encourage everybody to listen to that also. But a lot of people like me and have a hard time making myself sit down and read a whole book like Carol Quigley's Tragedy and Hope mm-hmm. or War is a Racket by General Smedley Butler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to sit down and read a 1,200-page book like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they were talking about an awesome software that everybody should check out. It's called Text Aloud, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And
what does it do? It essentially creates an audio book or an MP3 file that you can kind of just stick on your MP3 CD, listen to it in the car when you want?
Absolutely. It converts, like, PDFs into an MP3. You can listen on your iPhone or whatever, and you can download, like, Tragedy and Hope for free off a script.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these books that they have on PDF format you can get for free.
What's the program again? Because that is a great tool. What is that?
It's called Text Aloud.
Text Aloud. All right, I appreciate the call, Matt. And I'm into these technological advances. In my film Invisible Empire, I'm interviewing Peter Dale Scott. And he says, you know, the situation really looks grim unless we can take hold of the new technologies that are presented to ourselves and create a grassroots movement through the internet. And we have done that here at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We have the largest alternative news site. We are a real news organization. We don't spin things. We give you the truth that ends up on page 17B. That's in the third paragraph on the fourth page of the New York Times, that one-liner they don't want you to pay attention to. And it is important we use new tools like this Text Aloud. That's a great tool because a lot of people won't sit down and read Webster Tarpley's Synthetic Terror, but they can get a PDF file, they can convert that to Text Aloud, and now they can listen to that on an MP3 CD in their car at their leisure. That's why I love the new iPhone app we have. Totally free app. You have an iPhone, now you can listen to Alex Jones and Jason Burmes 24/7, 365, anywhere you go. All you need is a 3.5 jack. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Josh in California. Josh, you're on the line.
Hey, what's going on, Jason?
How you doing?
So I want to make two comments. One is I love how the media is really smart in the way they do things. And Geraldo is an intelligent guy. And do you notice how he said to Alex, no, just calm down, Alex, calm down, take a deep breath, insinuating that he's, he over-exaggerates and goes above and beyond what he should do as far, you know what I mean, as far mm-hmm. as the way he's getting all adamant about things. So I think that's really interesting how they do that. And second thing is, if the Southern Poverty Law Center wants to associate We Are Change with being a radical group, then they should do the same thing for environmentalists. Because after all, they're killing each other or killing their family members, like the lady in Argentina, because the environment's just so bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's just say this. They're not going, I agree with you. And that would be what they do if they were a real organization trying to target the same people. But because the environmentalists are pro-global government and pro-Al Gore and pro-cap-and-trade scheme, they allow that to occur. They see a real threat in We Are Change, an organization that's been around just over 2 years, started up by a young man of under 20 at the time. I believe Luke was 19 when he started We Are Change. And they have done more than any other activist group has in the last 20 years. in the past couple. And that's the truth. And that's why they're scared. And that's why they're being targeted by the Southern Poverty Law Center. And that's why it's such a big deal to out the media and say it's not fair to us who question the official version of 9/11 to say September 11th conspiracy theorist goes after the Pentagon. What could you possibly hope to achieve by shooting two low-level security guards outside of the Pentagon politically? Nothing. You can't achieve a damn thing. Back after this, it's the Info Warrior.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Like Pentagon shooter, other strike symbols of power for the powerless. This doesn't empower anybody. Shooting two innocent people who are security guards, probably making $13, $14 an hour outside of the Pentagon, does not empower the powerless. That's how the mainstream media is manipulating this. I'm Jason Burmes, this is the Info Warrior. We are back. Just want to point out that great bumper music is by a band named the Dropkick Murphys. I was able to see them this Wednesday. And if you want some inspirational anti-tyranny anthems, the Dropkick Murphys are the way to go. Coupling this whole Pentagon shooting 9/11 truth thing with Ahmadinejad's latest, I guess, quotations on the September 11th attacks, it is interesting to me that this is what's coming out right now. Ahmadinejad says U.S. is lying about September 11th attacks. And he's made other statements similar to this ones in the past. But he gave a briefing in front of some international intelligence agencies on the matter, saying September 11th was a big lie and a pretext for the war on terror and a prelude to invading Afghanistan. All of which is correct. But who's it from? It's from the mouth of the most extreme enemy in the public's mind. This man has been demonized almost to the bin Laden level. In fact, I would say behind bin Laden, he's the number two most evil man in America, who may only be surpassed by Saddam Hussein for the idiot public that doesn't realize he's dead at this point. Okay? So we have the Southern Poverty Law. Let's look at the time frame. Southern Poverty Law Center releases We Are Change Is Bad. We have a Pentagon crazy shooting guardsmen. And then headlines all over September 11th, conspiracy theorist shoots Pentagon. And then headlines like this one, Pentagon shooter, others strike symbols of power for the powerless. This is not a symbol of power for the powerless. This is not a positive thing. No one has said this shooting has empowered anybody or anybody's belief system. And then a day later, the most evil man in the world, according to the U.S. mainstream media, essentially espouses the same views. Very interesting. Very interesting indeed. Let's take some more calls. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the line.
Well, Jason, we're talking about technology. I want to let you know I've been giving away these devices that you just plug into your cell phone and broadcast over an FM band, and you can call into any of the GCN listen lines or the Alex's listen line and turn your friends over while they're doing their work during the day. They can listen in instead of their usual dribble on the media, on corporate controlled media. And I wanted to point out the fact here that, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center is being cited as a credible source by people like Chris Matthews, of course, and, you know, on the left as usual, Mother Jones. But, you know, now we have Bill O'Reilly citing them and, you know, reversing his position on the prudence of owning a gun during Katrina. I remember him saying years ago that's just a great example of why you should own a gun. And then he reverses himself, calling it extremist. And, you know, I have a real concern here because I have a local community-sponsored radio station that is turning more corporate-controlled, apparently. They play the NPR News, of course, and they interviewed the author for the new that Mother Jones article on the Oath Keepers in the Age of Treason. And, you know, the thing is that they're trying to frame this as an anti-Obama rather than an anti-office or perhaps restricting the office of the president. They always refer to the president. They never refer to Obama. And that's the where they always try to put words in the mouth of the Oath Keepers, or they try to paint them as racist.
Well, as far as the gun issue, Chris, aside from the Oath Keepers, I also find it stunning that this happens at a time when we have this large case out in Chicago where they're saying, hey, I have a right to own a handgun as well. And we know last year the Supreme Court ruled in favor that the DC gun ban be taken away. For those out of the loop, you were not able in Washington, DC to legally own a handgun. Now, of course, this guy would have been exempt. He's not from the D.C. area. He had this handgun. I'm not sure whether it was legal or illegal, but legally he could have carried it now. So I'm surprised that they haven't jumped on that bandwagon as well and said, look, you know, we took away the D.C. gun ban and see what happened. We had people get shot. Appreciate the call, Chris. Let's go to Gary, Washington, D.C. Gary online.
Jason, how are you doing tonight?
Good.
Listen, I hope you and Alex don't put too much time on this this nutcase at the Pentagon, because it'll turn into like a Mockingbird event. They'll turn into a media glamour story about anything against us. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something bigger, which I think you guys are focused on with the poster contest. I just went through San Francisco. I refused mm-hmm. to be T-Ray scanned. I went through four different TSA agents verbally abusing me, telling me I had to go through the T-Ray scanner and there was no risk to me. I refused it. They made me wait in a box like I'm a terrorist for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. They brought out the pat-down agent. Mm-hmm. By the way, you're talking, Jason, to an Oath Keeper, and the way I'm going to go after them is legally in the court, because a warrantless pat-down after I made it through a metal detector, absolutely zero on the magnometer device there. And the guy was a half an inch from my genitals. This is unbelievable. And I have to tell you, never has a law-abiding citizen American born here ever attacked an airline or fellow citizens in an airline. This is ridiculous what's going on. And the way for people to stand up is not to grab a gun. It's to grab the legal papers that we should be using. And there should be tons of lawsuits by Oath Keepers as soon as they go to an airport.
I absolutely agree, and I have not had the pleasure of flying since these body scanners have been slowly but surely being put in after the underwear bombing attempt of Christmas Eve. Or was it the day after Christmas? Or I forget. It was right around that Christmas time. But I'm not getting in one. They can tell me all day that it's not harmful to me. It radiates you. It's an X-ray. And I have been put in the box prior to this, prior to these body scanners. The last time I was put into the box was on my way to California to interview G. Edward Griffin and Mark Dice, who are both in my film. And me and Rob Dew are sitting there, and talk about a half inch away from your genitals. Yes, I went through the metal detector. No, nothing came up positive. We were in there for 20 minutes being questioned, patted down by two different individuals. They had the hand metal detector. And I was just getting sick of it. I was just like, look, man, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm on work. I'm about to go do interviews for a week. Infowars.com is the website. I work for Alex Jones. I do a radio show, and I'm a documentary filmmaker. I am not a criminal, and I will certainly not adhere to a criminal practice of radiating me because of the terrorists. Let's go to Karen in Oregon. Karen, you're online.
Hi, Jason. Thank you for taking my call. Those of us at TaxFree15.com totally believe in peaceful resistance and noncompliance, and it's why we're advocating a national strike and economic boycott the 15th of April through the 18th, which will also encompass a constitutional education program for 4 days prior to Monday the 19th, which is Patriots Day. And that's the day when the Articles of Freedom, which are totally backed by the Constitution and are going to restore it, will be served at state capitals to our misrepresentatives.
Excellent, Karen. The website is taxfree15.com. Go there, check it out. Appreciate the call. I'll also be releasing my film, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, free to the world and to PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers first on April 15th, tax day. And by April 16th, I hope to have the number one YouTube video in the world to give a message to the banksters, to the controllers, to the globalists, to the tyrannical individuals out there that want nothing less than to chip an entire populace that they have massively reduced through eugenics and dominate you through a command and control slave grid. Let's go to Ray in California. Ray, you're online.
Yes. Hi, Jason. I called about a couple weeks ago, asking about information about chemtrails.
Mm-hmm.
And I also just heard about you saying how people who smoke marijuana and talk about 9/11 truthers or different conspiracies are bad and depressed and everything.
Well that's what Geraldo was saying. Well, I mean, that was what Geraldo was saying. I wasn't saying that myself. I was saying that's what the media seems to be saying about this shooter in the Pentagon. I've noticed that the two main talking points are that he's a 9/11 conspiracy theorist and somehow a heavy manic depressive marijuana smoker. So I'm just mentioning that the media is demonizing both marijuana and 9/11 truth when the vast majority of shootings by nuts out there are the people that are on Prozac and other reuptake inhibitors. Go ahead, Ray.
Okay, well, what I noticed here in L.A. is they're demonizing medical marijuana clinics, and since they fought back, and now they're going after the doctors who prescribe medical marijuana by sending undercover cops and news reporters to get prescriptions and ask doctors, making them look bad and making the fight against marijuana.
Well, that, sir, is done by design because the marijuana trade is not under federal control and it undermines their illegal drug trade. You can check out that and many other facts in the sequel to American Drug War, How Weed Won the West, now available over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Appreciate the call. Let's go to CS in Florida. The call-in line is 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. CS, you're on.
Yeah, hey, Jason, I just wanted to thank you for your service to the nation. And I wanted to start a natural medicine products business, promoting, like, My Solar Backup, Midas Resources, eFoods Direct, et cetera, the same ones that Alex promotes.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I don't trust, like, GoDaddy and, you know, the big web hosting conglomerates.
So then just go through, listen, just go through a local ISP. I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to matter whether you go through GoDaddy or you go through Time Warner for a page or you go through the local ISP Joe Schmo. All of them are routed through the National Security Agency and Norris Insight Systems. We go over this again in my upcoming film. That's why my upcoming film is so important. It is really a broad spectrum of the New World Order. It's not just a history lesson on the term. It's not just a history lesson on the organizations. It's what's happening right now and what their command and control program is. Honestly, CS, I would suggest you go take the smallest amount of money to put one of these websites up. If GoDaddy's only charging $12.99, go with GoDaddy. You shouldn't be worried about the server. What you should be worried about are the services. In other words, are they going to be able to support the bandwidth that you would like to achieve? So I wouldn't get all concerned going through a mainline thing. Look, we are in a society where we are tracked, traced, and databased daily through our cell phones, through our emails, through our phone conversations, through what we search on the internet. It's a top headline today out of Yahoo that for the past 15 years, the number one search term is none other than September 11th, folks. That's why 9/11 Truth is still important. That's why they're attacking 9/11 Truth. It's the most Googled. It's the most searched. It's the most researched out there. 9/11 Truth films have been in the living rooms of hundreds of millions of people across the world, if not billions. And that's why we're being targeted. Appreciate the call, CS. Oh, before we go back to callers, I want to hit some of the headlines here. Drone makes first UK arrest as police catch car thief hiding under bushes. And if we could find this headline, guys, I'd like to show them the diagram over at prisonplanet.tv. It has been nicknamed the Flying Saucepan, and it looks like an unlikely weapon in the war against crime. Actually, it looks like a modern weapon in the war against the people. This looks like something out of They Live. And, of course, the drones that they're using outside of the UK and in Afghanistan and Iraq, Pakistan, are much more sophisticated and armed with actual missiles to kill people. This is the first step in acclimation, getting you used to the fact that the police are now wearing electronic visors on their, like, VR visors. Again, check this out over at prisonplanet.tv, and controlling pod-like drones. And these drones right now are only being used to catch criminals. Oh, we're just catching criminals. We're just looking on you and spying on you and have mobile CCTV camera capabilities. But when we go overseas, it's much more. The drones are judge, jury, and executioner. And if they can't get the kid, the 18-year-old kid in a room to hit the button on the Xbox controller that fires the missile, they just take that controller out and put it in for themselves and they hit the button. They'll always be able to find somebody to hit those buttons to kill civilians. So all these people talking about an armed insurrection, it's a joke. Try an armed insurrection against an enemy 20,000 feet in the air. Doesn't happen. And again, we may not see this in the United States today, but we will see it tomorrow. In the next 2 to 3 years, I can see us having these drone programs right here in the U.S. when they're in the U.K., when they're being beta tested by the Anglo-American Empire on its servants, on its serfs. It's bound to come to this country. It's all fun and games that our troops are over in Afghanistan biometrically scanning all thumbs, all irises, databasing Middle Eastern people. That's okay. Oh, it's just the brown people, Jason. But will we even raise our voices? Will we raise our fists when it's us? I doubt it. And this intertwines with that skateboarding story that Alex wrapped up with on the program. It's out of Poway, San Diego, nctimes.com. Now, apparently, if you want to skateboard, if you want to go to your public park in San Diego, you have to give up your biometric thumbprint because you're guilty until proven innocent. You're not allowed to skateboard in the sunshine as your God-given human right anymore. You have to give up your biometric data like a slave. You have to register with the all-important state, Zig-Hell, to skateboard. And will you take the chip when it means your job? You probably will, because you'll be acclimated just like this. You're already ready to give up your thumbprint to skateboard. You'll be ready to give up your thumbprint for a job. When the next video game systems hit and they say, hey, a chip in your hand is going to be really cool, you'll be able to control everything with your mind, people will take it in droves. So 5-10 years after that, it won't be such a stretch when the government says you have to take a chip if you want Social Security, if you want health care, if you want to vote. And that's why we have to remain ever alert, ever vigilant. And there are no silver bullets, folks. If we want to live in a better place, in a more humane world, in a place we would be proud to show our grandchildren, well, we've got to fight hard every single day against evil because it keeps sprouting its ugly head in all directions. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, 888-201-2244.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
No one knows a game.
ass about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain, and no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart, I take the vow, I'll never turn, I'll never bend. I'm with you
we
now.
Are back. It's the InfoWord with Jason Vermes. Final segment of this hour. If you missed any of the program so far, you can get the podcast following the program, 6 to 9 Central Time here at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Over at the InfoWarrior.com, and I'm going to start updating that more and more as I have just wrapped up Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. You'll be able to pre-order that sometime this week, maybe even as early as tomorrow. And, of course, the release date is April 15th, 2010. Super psyched to release this film to the world. Taking your calls, 888-201-2244. Let's wrap up this segment with a big news blitz. Army faces Afghan gag for election. The Ministry of Defense, and this is out of the UK, by the way, has been accused of ordering a truth blackout over the war in Afghanistan amid warnings it is attempting to bury bad news during the election campaign. Well, there's not much good news coming out of the Middle East right now, is there? All the news seems to deal with Karzai's brother being a large opium dealer, being supported by the CIA for over 8 years, transcending administrations, going from the Bush administration into the Barack Obama administration. And remember, the plan is to stay in the Middle East. All that anti-war rhetoric that you fell for while Obama was campaigning was just that laughable rhetoric that had no basis at all. No basis in reality whatsoever. They laugh at you and giggle as they tell you, oh, we're going to have a troop drawdown. We're going to be out of Iraq by 2012. You watch, we're out of Iraq by 2012. By December of 2011, we'll only have 50,000 non-combat troops in Iraq. And if you believe that, I also have a bridge to sell you out in New Zealand. It's a lovely property. You get the bridge. You get, I don't know, 200 acres with it. Dirt cheap. Contact me. Because when they tell you 50,000 non-combat troops, there's no such thing as a non-combat troop. And that's really to ease you into the idea of staying in Iraq forever, because I guarantee at the end of 2011 in December, there's going to be more than 50,000 troops there. And the way that they can maintain those troops in the Middle East and even expand on that is through a little thing called false flag terror and false flag operations. And we have, of course, have been seeing more and more of those throughout the years, not so much on the Western Front anymore. After the 7/7 bombings, I think they were scared to pull off a large-scale intelligence operation like a 9/11, like a 7/7, somewhere in the United States or the United Kingdom. But we have seen smaller-level ones, such as what happened in Mumbai, where they had CIA cell phones, and it came out through the Pakistani intelligence service, actually, that, yes, the lead guy was a rogue CIA agent. See, they're always rogue. They always have these levels of plausible deniability. And they're setting that up right now with the Cybersecurity Act. How do they set it up through the Cybersecurity Act? Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take a bunch of nonprofits and we're going to fund them as we take over all the infrastructure of all of the networks. And we're going to go into the public sector and the private sector and the local government sector. And we're going to go into your schools and we're going to recruit kindergartners through 12th graders. And then if we're ever caught doing anything illegal, we'll just blame it on one of the actual students that was interning or one of the foundations that we funded. And we'll act like we didn't know anything happened at all. Meanwhile, everything is being databased by the National Security Agency as we speak. That and much more on the other side. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Vermes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true.
Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away, we better stop.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Taking your calls, 888-201-2244. I wanted to hit this article up. Positive job report doesn't ease worries of a double dip. Now, this terminology has been thrown around the last 6 months or so. A double dip recession. Because they talk to you like you're a child. They have gutted the economy since 2001. They gutted it on one level after September 11th. They continued to gut it on another level after the second Bush election. And they continued to gut and gut and gut until Bush himself had to get up before the American people actually admit that we were in an economic collapse. Then they gave trillions to the bankers while Barack Obama sat on the Senate floor saying it was a good thing, didn't challenge any of it, said we had to do it, are continuing to do so through the Barack Obama administration after all the trillions we've given up. And what do they tell you? Oh, we may be in for a double dip recession. A totally made up, nonsensical, Johnny Nonsense term, double dip recession. Folks, it's like you're on a roller coaster, one of those old school roller coasters, the wooden ones, the ones without the loops, and you're going up, 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 up. And that was really the United States through the internet bubble. Everybody was making money. Everybody was doing good. Okay, the middle class had never been so strong in their lives. And then all of a sudden you hit 9/11 and it's like, it's that first dip in the economy. It just keeps going down, 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 down. And you're on that roller coaster. You're like, whoa, 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 whoa. And you're waiting and waiting and waiting for that one loop up so it straightens out and you actually start the ride. Now they're telling you you're going to have just that little one loop and then you're going to dip again. When in reality, you're coming up to that loop, right? You're coming up to that up. There is no dip. Oh my God, the track stops. You go flying off the roller coaster straight down into hell. Straight down into the ground. And only a few of you survive. And that's why a bunch of you are getting your homes taken, can't afford your car payments anymore, don't have a job, don't have insurance for your kids, can't pay for college. It's all by design so you can grovel to the state. So you can be part of their program. And they're telling you that the jobless rate is 9.7% in the United States. It's close to 20%. I was watching Fox News yesterday after the Geraldo Rivera show. They had Red Eye on. Red Eye's usually on a lot later. Greg Gutfeld's a total putz, in my opinion. Total hack. But he was going over the story that 18 to 24-year-olds, over 55% of them still live with their parents. Let me repeat that. Over half of young adults, 18 to 24-year-olds, are still living at home by official numbers. I got news for you. It's more like 70, 75%. They're just not admitting it because there are no jobs for young people. We're expected to go into indentured servitude directly out of high school to go to college where they don't teach you anything but binge drinking. should really be thinking about going to a specialized school, to a career type school where you can learn a trade, where you can learn a skill other than binge drinking and hanging out with a bunch of sorority sluts. Okay? That's the truth. Go to ITT Tech. Go to the Art Institute of wherever. Go somewhere that's going to teach you a skill, because I got news for you, folks. College is over. It's a joke. When these people graduate college with $80,000, $100,000, $200,000 worth of loans, where do they go? They go home. They live in their parents' basement. They don't know what it's like to become an adult. They don't know what it's like to have a spine, to stand up for themselves. No, they've got to suckle on the teat of society and their parents. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Another way the establishment speaks to us as though we're children, with minds only based in the most frivolous of ideas and thoughts. Recently, there have been a plethora of news stories saying that communism and socialism are good, whether it be we are all socialists now after Barack Obama was elected for the cover of Newsweek, or this latest news piece where they say, you know what, Mao's regime and communism has been good for women. Really? An oppressive regime and idea system has been good for women. Why isn't it that the progressive belief system that all human beings have inherent rights over the past 60 years has been good for women. That we've woken up as a species that everybody is born with these inherent rights. Why isn't that what's good for women? Why is it communism? It's because they want to lead you down the road to a system which oppresses everybody overtly instead of covertly, like the system we have in this country now. Let's go to Juan in New York. Juan, you're on the line.
How are you, Jason? This is Juan. I'm glad I spoke with you. First-time listener. I spoke with Alex before. I'm just want to thank you for what you're doing. You're a native of New York, I understand. Mm-hmm. I have been turned, how do you say it? I have given, they gave me the curtain because I have technology that can save New Yorkers and everybody in the world millions of dollars. I don't pay for fuel, okay? That's all I can tell you. I've driven all over the United States, and I want this to be for the American people. We're using water, we turn to hydrogen, and we also are using waste product and turn to clean alternative energy. I have your number here, which tomorrow I'm going to send you guys facts and what we're doing. And we're just helping the environment and helping people. My money goes to buying medicine, building water wells around the world. And that's what every religion of every man should be, to take care of the orphans and the widows.
Absolutely, Juan. You know, most of the major religions out there say treat others how you would like to be treated. And as far as alternative energy sources outside of oil, we know they have been around for years. We had the first electric car that was leased, not sold to people, leased. So then when that lease was up, they didn't give them the option to buy. They loaded them up onto trucks and then crushed them so no one could reverse engineer them. They were already getting up to 80 miles to one charge. Go check out Who Killed the Electric Car. And now 20 years later, they're reintroducing the idea of the electric car as if it's new. It's not new, folks. And they're still only getting about 80 to 100 miles per charge. Isn't that weird? You'd think that technology would progress over the last 20 years like every other single thing that I have, including cell phones and televisions. But apparently not. I wonder if the elitists control such technology. Appreciate the call, Juan. Let's go to Jason in Maryland. Jason, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. Real quick, the EV1s you just mentioned, my dad was on the program to test three of those. Also, too, I also work on HHO, like Juan was talking about. In fact, if he needs to take my information, I also have a dynamometer, 12-axis milling machine, and a lathe. I can help him out with any of that stuff. Getting to what I was calling about, though, what you're talking about, the control grid, mm-hmm. I have a pending case in trying to get them investigated. I had to call the FBI this week on one of these fusion centers. I found a BlackBerry with some of their information in it, mailed it back to them, first to the Pentagon where they were located in, and then they wouldn't take it, so I mailed their corporate address with 9/11 True stickers and a couple other things from the Alex Jones. So, Jesus Christ, they tapped my phones, messed with my computer, went into my YouTube accounts. They harassed me so bad, it didn't stop till I called the FBI.
Well, I'll tell you this, Jason. You know, my sister, she is 15 years old. And the last time that I was in New York, actually, this was this December. I was there for my niece's birthday party. She told me how she went through a toll road, the New York State Thruway, with my mother. And they saw the loosechange911.com bumper sticker with the guy holding his arm up like this. It said, ask questions, demand answers. We're not allowed to ask questions. We're not allowed to demand answers. And they were told to pull over so that they could get their information. These fusion centers are all over the country. The MIAC report is simply the tip of the iceberg. And I went over, I believe, the 200-plus page Virginia Center fusion document here on air. It is totally and completely nightmarish. And it is real, folks. Go do some investigation for yourself. Appreciate the call, Jason. Let's go to Alan in Pennsylvania. Alan, you're online.
Hi, Jason. How you doing?
Good. All right, cut him. Sorry, man. If you go back and listen to the program and you hear that phone call, I couldn't even keep you on. I just heard five echoes in my ear and some kind of feedback. I appreciate the attempt at a call. Let's go to Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on the line.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Jace. Hi. I was just thinking about things, too, how this is, like, so, it seems methodical, calculated. I'm thinking about Randy Weaver, Tim McVeigh, 9/11, and Underwear Bomber being related, but I'm thinking that, like, David Koresh and OJ weren't related, but the ones that I just mentioned.
All right, hold on one Weaver. Second, Mike, because you're all over the place. Let me take two of those examples right now. The OKC incident is actually somewhat comparable to the Waco incident in the idea that the ATF lied and did deplorable things. In the OKC bombing, we have this guy, Timothy McVeigh, who was blamed for the OKC bombings despite the fact that, again, and this is Invisible Empire, I actually cover the Oklahoma City bombings all the way up to the tapes being released this year, and magically none of the tapes catch the bombing. Oh, they were only classified for 15 years. They were only classified for 15 years. Why would they classify them if they had nothing on them whatsoever? And they release them to the public and they say, oh, it looks like they were having their tapes changed just around the moment that the bombing actually happened. But what we do know about that involving the ATF in particular is that they were running a drill that day. They had been warned, they had been tipped off to not come in to work, and that they were on the lawn before the attacks happened. The attacks actually happened, and none of them are in the building where they should be. And then they blame Tim McVeigh, despite the fact that I have bomb squad trucks on tape going to get the other explosive devices out of the building, that they recorded two explosions. One of them undoubtedly was that Ryder truck outside. However, the heavier explosion occurred first and inside the building. I have Frank Keating, the governor at the time, confirming this. Now, as far as Waco goes, and David Koresh, I'm not saying David Koresh was a good guy. However, I really do feel like they blew it out of proportion what was going on at the Davidian compound. I am not for anybody that would have sex and rape young girls as low as 14 within a cult. However, I am also not for the ATF gunning down women and children after they actually firebomb that facility. And you can watch Waco Rules of Engagement to find out that that did occur. That is the truth. And that movie was actually nominated for an Academy Award. So wrap up your point there, Mike.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, when you just think about this, I think, you know, well, let's just say, okay, they're going to use whatever and whenever they can, the powers to be, in order to get to a certain point. And the point I think they want to get at is, finally, with the implosion, even though the dollar is strong now, it seems, you know, commodities are in check, this, that, the other thing. But it just seems like they're going to have another incident and possibly take the whole stock market down and then just have martial law and that will be it. I mean,
well, people have been predicting that for quite some time, Mike. I don't know if that's going to occur, but I am going to go on air with a tip that I received a couple weeks back. I don't know if this is going to occur, but I feel with what happened at the IRS building and now with the Pentagon shooting that I kind of have to go public with this information. Now, I have it from a source who's been pretty correct in the past that he believes that the next major terror event in this country, to be coupled with all these smaller events, will be a mass shooting inside a shopping mall. And it will be blamed on 9/11 truth or the Tea Parties or a combination of those or conspiracy theorists. Now, if that happens, you heard it here first, folks. I pray to God that that does not happen. First of all, why would anybody with a real political agenda who was a real terrorist, because the definition of terrorism used to be someone who committed an act of violence in order to get a political outcome. You will get zero political outcome walking into a shopping mall and randomly shooting people. What you should get is the chair for such an action. Okay? Now, if that happens, folks, they might declare martial law in this country. Or martial law in certain areas, or have the National Guard at malls, or install the body scanners at train stations, at subway stations, in shopping centers. So let's be very aware of that.
We're coming up to a break, but on the other side, we'll go to Steve, Joseph, Frank, Eric, Kathy, and more. The number is 888-201-2244, and I wanted to hit this one up. National debt to be higher than White House forecast. CBO says, this is out of the Washington Post, President Obama's proposed budget would add over $9.7 trillion to the national debt over the next decade. Congressional budget analysts said Friday proposed tax cuts for the middle class account for nearly a third of that shortfall. The 10-year outlook released by the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office is somewhat gloomier than the White House projections, which found that Obama's budget request would produce deficits that would add about $8.5 trillion to the national debt by 2020. And if they're telling you $9 and $8 trillion, what is it really? Is it $10 trillion? Is it $20 trillion? Is it $30 trillion? Is it $100 trillion? We've moved from the talk of billions and hundreds of billions into the trillions as they gut our economy and consolidate power. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
I gotta wanna make a plan for a day far away. While I'm young and while I'm able, all I wanna do is get this information out. Our only chance is to expose the elitists, to expose that oligarchs, that royalty, actually run the system. We don't live in a democratic society. We're supposed to be living in a constitutional republic, but that seems to be no more. I want to remind everybody, we're no longer taking pre-orders for Jesse Ventura's American Conspiracies. We're shipping it tomorrow, $19.95, and you get a free film with that. You can either get Aaron Russo's Reflections and Warnings or my film, Loose Change Final Cut. Vanity Fair says Loose Change is a documentary which just might be the first internet blockbuster. And of course, there is no doubt about that. All right, let's continue with your calls. Remember, you could be watching this live right now for only $5.95 a month on PrisonPlanet.tv and help support this program and the operation here at Infowars.com and, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv. Steve in Michigan. Steve, you're online.
Hi, Jason. I do have the Prison Planet subscription. So I am
cool.
Quick comment and two questions, if I could, please. One of my current classes is ADJ 235, which is Ethics in Administration and Justice.
Mm-hmm.
And get this, you and Rob Dill love this. My instructor is the Internal Affairs Officer for the City of Pittsburgh.
Oh, and I bet you he just loved the fact that he turned Pittsburgh into a police state for the G20, and college students were attacked inside the facility. In fact, we should bring that video up. I don't know where we're going to find it, but you know which one I'm talking about, where they shoot the tear gas up the stairs and then they refuse to let the students leave. I mean, it was a nightmare there. In videos that I published, people were beaten on bicycles. People were maced as they were running away. Gotta go home, boys! Time to go home! People were rounded up for being in the park and peaceably assembling. Go ahead, Steve.
My question is, Michael Savage, I have heard him personally come out against the NWO,
mm-hmm.
and then I've also heard him personally deny 9/11 truth.
Oh, big time.
I'd like to get your view
sure.
on that.
Well, let me give it to you like this. Michael Savage refuses to talk about 9/11 truth because when he talks about the quote-unquote New World Order, he sticks to safety. It's kind of like when Jack Van Empe, the pastor, talks about the New World Order. I tend to like Jack a little bit better than I like Michael Savage. But Jack Van Empe will tell you all about the New World Order, give you Kissinger quotes. But then he'll say we are in a clash of civilizations against the Middle East and does not acknowledge false flag terror. Michael Wiener, a.k.a. Michael Savage, viciously attacked 9/11 truth throughout the Bush administration. He hasn't done so much now that Obama's in. But he hasn't mentioned it either. Now, one of my really good friends that I went to college with, I actually pledged with in my fraternity, is a big Michael Savage listener. And about a year ago when I came down here, he started calling me up and saying, you know, Michael Savage is talking about this New World Order, and he's talking more and more like you every day. He's like, I'm listening to your podcast, and it's not that different from Michael Savage's. Now, Michael Savage, to me, does do some good things outside of talk radio, outside of politics. He's actually the owner of Rockstar Energy Drinks. No, I don't drink caffeinated sugar water, but they sponsor a lot of MMA events such as Strikeforce. So I'm into that. Now, I don't know if he's just simply ignorant, if he refuses to actually look at the information, or he's there to keep you in this false left-right paradigm. Because when he talks about Rahm Emanuel and Barack Obama seizing power, they haven't seized anything. They are an extension of the last administration. They are under the same thumb of the same Anglo-American establishment that the Bush administration was under. Let me give you a few examples, okay? We're still in the war in the Middle East. He said, as soon as I get elected, we're bringing people home. We're not bringing anybody home. He said he was going to close Guantanamo Bay. He did not close Guantanamo Bay. In fact, he brought black sites to the United States of America, further empowering the use of torture. John Hugh, and I can't remember what the other guy, but the two people accused of saying torture was okay were let off under the Barack Obama administration. He signed the same signing statements extending the Patriot Act. Hepting versus AT&T, which we'll get into on the other side, that tracks, traces, and databases every U.S. American citizen. His attorney general, Eric Holder, says throw those cases out of court. So we're going to come back to Steve, Joseph, Frank, and others on the other side. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. We can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Coming back and wrapping up my opinion on Michael Savage, I hope that he's not there to keep us in this left-right paradigm, but why expose Rahm Emanuel and Barack Obama and Rahm Emanuel's father's past with the Israeli Mossad, if he doesn't want to talk about the Mossad connections of today, such as Adam Gadon and his grandfather being Israeli Mossad. And by the way, this news of Gadon being captured and then he's no longer captured, let me give you just my quick opinion. We'll go back to Steve in just a moment. My opinion is all of these things are compartmentalized. People in Pakistan actually thought they were looking for Gadon. They did find Gadon. And then once they put it out publicly, they found Gadon. U.S. intelligence officials that knew that he was working for them immediately contacted them and said, look, we have to say we didn't find this guy. And then they'll go interrogate him. And we're saying we're going to keep this hush, hush, hush. And then the people that do know that he's been captured, that we're told to hush, will then be told, well, we turned him and now he's working for us. So we're going to release him. And that's how it works. So now only a few others know that he's actually working for the United States of America. And this is how they keep their compartmentalized system going. Steve, what's your opinion on why Michael Savage says what he does? I mean, are you in lockstep with what I think? Is it a little bit different? Go ahead.
Well, I actually think that he might be afraid. Somebody might have gotten to him a few years back, like they got to Deborah Medina, and he just may be, you know, he just may be scratching the surface, but not telling the whole story.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is always a possibility, but at the same time, somebody with that much money, I mean, this is a guy who's top 10 in radio, probably makes $5 to $10 million a year just to speak into a microphone. And does he have more to lose than, say, a Jason Burmes? Yeah, he does. But at the same time, does that excuse his behavior if he does know the truth? Of course not. We should be screaming from the mountaintops, especially those that do know what actually happened on 9/11. Appreciate the call, Steve. Let's go to Joseph in Maryland. Joseph, you're on the line.
Hey, yes, sir. Hey, what's up, Jason?
How you doing?
I got two questions and a comment.
Okay.
The first one is with the whole coffee party thing. Now, I heard Alex was saying that you guys were actually working on putting together a website for the coffee party with like a list of, an agenda list. How's that coming along right now?
You know, I heard him just like you did, and I think that was either on I'm pretty sure that was Thursday's broadcast. Man, I am literally been here 16, 17, sometimes 18 hours a day the last week or so, just wrapping up the production of my film. And I have no idea about the coffee party, the website, anything like that. I haven't spoken to anybody, but I'm sure if you call into Alex's show tomorrow, he will give you an update. What else you got for me, Joseph?
So, like, I started the a chapter of Young Americans for Liberty over at my college right now. And I'm working on trying to put together a thing for next month on the drug war. And I got how weed won the West, and I was going to show that, but I was a little kind of disappointed because I was hoping that it would cover a little bit more on CIA drug running.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know of another documentary or
sure.
a good resource?
Yeah. Did you see the first film by Kevin Booth, American Drug War?
No, I did not.
Oh, that's it. I mean, that's the whole thing. I would say American Drug War is only soft in about two parts. That's probably why there wasn't as much in the government drug running in How Weed Won the West. American Drug War really goes through the cocaine CIA connection in the 1980s. They kind of pansy out a little bit on Gary Webb's death, not calling it a suicide. But other than that, that's really good. If you want to wait a month, there is an entire section in Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined that covers the Iran-Contra scandal, the drug running there. And then later in the film, we go over the opium dealing with the CIA as well in Invisible Empire. So those would be the two best sources that I could give you currently. But American Drug War is widely available. I think you can get it on Netflix, man.
We have to use that. And my comment is, actually, it's two comments. One to the coffee party thing. I kind of like thought to myself, why truly wait for the site to come up when you can go to any of the coffee party Facebooks and they're posting the dates, times, and places that they're going to meet at. All we have to do is just look at where they're going to meet at, and we can reach, you know, dozens or more people if we just go there in mass. I mean, it takes some of the work of planning out of it for us. So all we have to do is just go where they're looking at.
Well, the bottom line is that you have to feel empowered. You can't be sitting there in a fetal position acting like the, I have so many people call this show or talk to me personally. What can I do? What can I do? I can't do anything. What can I do? Well, you can find out about a coffee party meeting, even though you're probably not in lockstep with the Obama administration and their propaganda. This is a good time for you to wake up others that don't know about 9/11 truth, that may not know about the Federal Reserve banking system. Copy America, Freedom to Fascism, Loose Change, Final Cut, Fabled Enemies, Endgame. Go to these meetings, hand them out to the members, infiltrate, get them listening to this show and being a part of the real coffee party movement. There is so much we can do if we just decide to take a little initiative and take a little action. Appreciate the call, Joseph. Let's go to Eric in North Carolina. The call line is 888-201-2244. Go ahead, Eric.
Good show, Jason. Quickly, the appearance of Alex Saturday on Geraldo is a landmark, but I think it's not necessarily just a good thing. He's mentioned a couple of times about his taped interview with Chris Matthews and some other ones that are coming up on April. I suspect this Geraldo appearance is just warming him up for them dropping the dropping the bricks on him.
Well, let me just say this. You know, Geraldo has had Alex on in the past a little over a year ago. I forget what the topic was, but Alex was on Geraldo Rivera's show, and Geraldo was pretty fair with him. He was then booked a little over a year ago to be on about the D.C. Madam case, and although they shipped him over there, they ran out of time, and they did not put him on. So this is the really the third encounter with Geraldo, and Geraldo said he would keep his information, and as long as he lets Jones talk and get out his points, and he doesn't just eviscerate the 9/11 truth movement, sure, he's going to throw in his jabs like lunatic fringe, and why else would he have done this? But at the same time, he is better than others saying, well, you know, it is very well documented that the Gulf of Tonkin incident was staged. Very well documented. In my upcoming film, again, Invisible Empire, I have Robert McNamara on camera in front of the Vietnamese general admitting he had no idea what actually occurred on the night of April 4th with the Maddox and was it the Maddox? I think that one. Yeah, it was the Maddox. And the general clearly states, oh, none of it happened. And then in later documentaries, McNamara had to come out and say, oh, yeah, none of this ever happened. Go ahead, Eric.
That's pretty much it. Just that it's a mixed bag. There's good and bad, and to keep your radar up.
You got it, man. Let's go to Kathy in California. Kathy, you're on the line.
Yes, hi. I represent the right to breathe healthy air, and we're going to be doing, as soon as the rainy season is over, our air testing from Los Angeles, as you know. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see how much of the aluminum and how much of the barium, because we want to have hard evidence to present to either the Air Resource Board, known as, you know, chemtrails, or now they give the new term geoengineering aerosol spraying program.
Mm-hmm. And no matter what you call it, whether or not you call them prolonged jet contrails or chemtrails, it is admitted that they are spraying the sky. Some of it is in a NASA program. And from what we know about taking samples, we are finding higher levels of aluminum and barium in these samples. Why are they spraying heavy metals into the air? Why are they trying to block the sun when they know we need the sun? I appreciate the call. In fact, I have in my headline stack here, if I can just find it in this big stack, as it right over here. Vitamin D triggers and arms the immune system. Vitamin D is crucial to the fending off of infections, claims new research. But if you've listened to this program, you already knew that. You already knew that you needed sunlight. Sunlight is the main provider of vitamin D. If you don't get sunlight, you don't get the proper vitamin D. See, they don't want you exercising. They don't want you out in the sun. They don't want you to be healthy, because then you're more prone to be happy. You're more prone to actually use intelligent thinking, decision-making skills. They want you dumbed down. They want you slurping down 8 Coca-Colas a day, ingesting their mercury through their high fructose corn poison, and not questioning anything. They're willing to spray the skies with poison to block the sun so you don't get your vitamin D. And they can perpetrate their man-made global warming hoax where they can carbon tax us all. Appreciate the call, Kathy. Let's go to the H-Man in Pennsylvania. H-Man, you're on the line.
JB, good evening. How you doing, sir?
Good, good.
Thanks for, I mean, you've been in the trenches longer than I've been awake, but a couple quick questions I want to throw at you, then I'll let you go.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that, I mean, Phil Snyder came out years ago, consequentially he's been passed away and all.
Yeah.
Said that a good portion of the GDP goes to the black budget.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Jim Mars ever talked about that with
you. Well, I would say this. I think that, number one, Phil Schneider's research is extremely suspect because this is a gentleman that says that he was in underground alien bases with shootouts with 10-foot grays. But on the subject of how much of the GDP actually goes into black ops budgets, I would say the majority of it actually does not. What does go into these black ops? Well, what happens is this. The GDP is then given to the military, and then the military has these front organizations or programs like the UN Oil for Food program or this program or that program. That goes to the black operations. Then the black ops programs buy off people like Hamid Karzai's brother, who's already dealing opium. Now he's going to be working with U.S. intelligence. In the 80s, it was the United States and Israel who would basically work it this way. The United States would have money fronted to it by Israel. Israel would take that money, they fronted to the United States and buy up weapons. The weapons were then given to the United States. The United States would then take those weapons, fly them down to South America, where they would fly back drugs into the United States. They would sell those drugs and then they would pay back Israel. Okay. And we know that these black ops budgets, we know the black budget alone for the military is really unaccounted for. We don't know. We know right before 9/11 that Donald Rumsfeld said that there was over $1 trillion missing from the Pentagon. Should have been headlines all over, but it was not. So my opinion is that I don't know how much of the GDP actually goes to black operations, but black operations, after they use their front money from front organizations, actually fund themselves with their drug money, with their assassinations, with their covert programs. What's your second point?
And I saw the YouTube video with Dr. Reverend James Manning. Mm-hmm. Said he's bringing the suit against Barry Sitaro. I'll say his name because I don't say his other name.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys haven't really talked about that. Why is that?
Well, you know what? We've had Manning on the show, and I know what that video you're talking. Yeah, and I know what video you're talking about. That recently got posted this week, and I actually watched the first half of it last night at like 3 a.m. I'd have to see the documentation that he's talking about. He keeps saying that he's going to come out with this documentation. He presents himself rather well in this video. He's cool, calm, and collected. But before I can really make a comment on how valid his information is between the CIA connections, Pakistan, the Mujahideen, and a network that we do know existed. That network, again, exposed an invisible empire. This is the network that set up the Mujahideen during the Soviet era, where the Soviets supposedly invaded Afghanistan. No, we were funding the Afghani rebels and the Mujahideen prior to the invasion of Afghanistan by the Soviets in order to goad them in. This is when we worked with bin Laden as our asset and began a program of taking some of these Islamic militants and training them here in this country, in the United States of America. So that program did exist, and Manning is now making the claim that Barack Obama was a CIA agent during this time going to Pakistan and being used as a translator. But I need to see the documents before I can actually take a position on that. Appreciate the call, H-Man. Let's go to Laura in Michigan. Laura, you're on the air.
Hi, Jason. How are you?
Good.
Good. I was just going to say that they're really trying to pull out these Olinsky rules for radicals against 9/11 truthers.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to pick a target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of try to make us look like we're strange, we're out there, we're this and that. But the truth is, I mean, you and Alex are doing a great job, and we're rising up, and we're very normal people who are just awake and alert and not fooled.
Absolutely. And Hal Sparks, who used to be on the E! Network, he used to host Talk Soup. I used to love Hal Sparks. He came out about a month ago and again was interviewed by We Are Change, because We Are Change is an international group that does not have a base. In other words, they work independently of one another. And that's why when We Are Change Ireland gets Peter Powers on camera and starts asking him about the drills that he was running on 7-7 of the same three bus stations blowing up at the same exact time, Peter Powers walks into a closet and refuses to answer questions. We Are Change is dangerous to these people. Of course they're going to try to demonize us. And Hal Sparks said, well, you know, that's just a talking point on the news. They want to try to isolate us. But in reality, the majority of Americans are up at three in the morning watching YouTube going, hey, he's got a point there. That does make sense. And they know that. They know, they knew that years and years ago when Loose Change was the number one film on the internet ever. And they were forced to start censoring Google Video. And Google Video then went and bought up YouTube, shut down its site completely so you couldn't upload anything, so you could no longer look at views, and made it almost impossible for an average Joe like me to take my movie and upload it in its full form for everybody to see. You see, in 2008, I released my film Fabled Enemies on September 1st, just before the 7th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. I opened up as the number one and number two movie in the world on Google Video. Then they froze my hits. They froze the status bar. I was then number one on September 11th, 2007. 2007? Was it 2007? Yes, it was 2007, I believe. And they just took me off. They don't want us to be able to establish the fact that we have 50 million views or 100 million views, that we are reaching all these people, that this is not a fringe belief. They want to paint us as fringe lunatics that want to shoot people. Again, the headline out of the Washington Post on this shooter is Pentagon shooter, other strikes, symbols of power for the powerless. These strikes that they're called are not strikes. They're lone nuts. And they're not symbols of power to the powerless. They're symbols of craziness for the crazies. Let's go to David in New Jersey. David, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Jason, a few things. First of all, in the school that I go to, it is rumored that they're getting 100 more security cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is, like, really big because, like, they could just put in the classroom, and I talked to my guidance counselor about it because it's rumor. I'm not sure.
Well, hold over, David. We're coming up to a break. We'll discuss that and much more. But we know they've been putting cameras in the schools for years now, sometimes not even letting the teachers know that there's a hidden camera there. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burbus, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water
water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
David in New Jersey, Frank in North Carolina, many others, 888-201-2244. I want to tell this story. I've told this on the air before about my friend who is a school teacher. She was a grade school teacher. I believe she was teaching fourth grade at the time. For some reason, a lot of my friends I went to high school and college with all went to be school teachers. I have a lot of friends that teach the young folks out there, a few that are awake, a few that are still kind of have their heads in the clouds. Anyway, this was actually a big wake-up call for her. This was just around the time that we invaded Iraq, and I was telling her about 9/11 truth and all these other different subjects regarding the New World Order and the control grid. And she was in her classroom, and she coaches the softball team, the girls' JV softball team. So she often gets changed alone in the room. And she was in there with her sister at the time, who was actually a local news anchor woman for upstate New York. And she's basically up by one of those columns that has the outlets in them. And she goes over to one of the outlets and it's just blank. But inside the blank outlet is a clear outlet. She could see that there was a camera on the other side. And this kind of freaked her out. Nobody told her that there was a camera in her classroom. So, kind of not trying to freak out too much, she took one of the post-its and she put it over the clear spot where the camera was. Now, this was on a Friday. She went, she coached her game, she came back, and got changed, left. Came back on the Monday, pulled the post-it off, the camera was gone. Let me repeat that. The camera was gone. Now, this young lady, her mother also happened to be the nurse. She was my school nurse growing up. So she went and she got her mother, because she didn't want to seem like she was some kind of a lone nut. See, we've all been trained that when something unusual happens, when we're being spied on, we have to feel bad. We might be considered a nut. So she goes and she gets her mother and she goes into the superintendent's office. She says, look, I know there was a camera in my room. I put this post-it over here. I was with my sister. Here's my mother to back up the story. I told her about it immediately. And he said, well, here's the thing with that. We put that camera in there last year because we had a couple people who were being robbed and we wanted to make sure that nobody got anything stolen. But don't worry, we never had it on outside of class. And then she looked at them and she said, wait a minute, how is it that you never had it on outside of class, yet you removed it on a Friday evening sometime over the weekend when it wouldn't have been on? And of course, they were watching her the whole time, and she wanted to keep her job, so she didn't make a big stink about it. So, David, it's not a shock to me that, you know, your principal, your superintendent are talking about hundreds of new CCTV cameras in your school. Go ahead.
And also, another thing, what's your opinion on, like, I saw this website, The Industry Exposed, how, like,
the Illuminati and hip-hop?
Music.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, I've been over to the industry. Jay-Z has recently commented on a lot of these allegations that, you know, a lot of his videos do look pretty Masonic. And if you watch him take his hand like this and get into the pyramid shape and put his eye up there, it looks like the back of the dollar bill. Yet he claims that he's not associated with any kind of Illuminati or occult symbolism. But then it goes on to admit he does believe that certain cliques do run the world and that we are obfuscated from the truth. So I can't tell you whether or not Jay-Z is in the Illuminati. I think it's interesting. I think everybody has the right to their own opinion. I think that a lot of it is based in Christianity, maybe super Christianity at points, and that may cloud somebody's judgment. I'm not attacking Christians in any way, but when you repeat a line again and again and again, and then you slow it down and you put a devil face on somebody, let's stick to the research. So I think that the industry has some really interesting research. I just don't know how valid it is. We're going to come back, take your calls, Frank, Forrest, Rich, and more. It's the Info Warrior.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild, wild, wild. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild. 21 guns, blacksmith of pain. Letter from the government sealed and signed. Delivered Federal Express on your mother's doorsteps. 21 guns, blacksmith of pain.
I go back to callers, I want to cover this story right here. This one hasn't gotten a lot of play, and it's not a shocker, but through a Freedom of Information Act request, and we get the document cam over here, please. A gentleman went into the books of NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, the main cover-up artist in what happened at the World Trade Center 1, 2, and 7. And this man requested all documents pertaining to the staff that was stuck in World Trade Center Building 7, a.k.a. Barry Jennings and Michael Hess. And he even cited right here and here and here and here and here and here and here when these interviews took place and that NIST said that they had them. Well, NIST got back to him and they said, well, of course we have those documents. And let me just read this for you. While NIST has in its possessions records which are responsive to your request, these records are currently exempt from disclosure under Section B-3 of the FOIA, Section 552B-3, just a list of national security sections right here, and a list of national security sections why you are not allowed to hear Barry Jennings and Michael Hess's interviews that day. Very suspicious. But we already know what they said to NIST. How do we know that? Because they both went on television, separate news stations that day, and said that they had witnessed explosions from beneath them in World Trade Center Building 7. I went and interviewed Barry Jennings myself, and he said there were bombs in the building, and he was stepping over dead bodies. All of it is covered in Fabled Enemies, and you can get that at Infowars.com right now. And as a bonus with Fabled Enemies, you get not only his uncut interview, but you also get the interview of Anthony Saltalamacia, who was the supervisor of Willie Rodriguez, the last man out, and he also tells the story of explosives going off before the plane hit the World Trade Center in the basement of the main World Trade Center complex. It's all covered in Fabled Enemies and its extras. All right, let's go to Frank in North Carolina. Frank, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Thanks for taking my call. You guys really need to take some time off. If you're working that many hours a day, Alex Jones, if you're listening, man, all you guys, including Alex Jones, you need to take a trip for a few days every month and go fishing or something. Another point I wanted
to make.
Thank you,
man.
Was,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, really, man. You guys are out of control. I mean, you can't do it all yourself.
Well, let me give you an example of what my day is like, all right, on a weekend. Let me just tell you what my day is like on a weekend, okay? Friday, I came in here at about 11 o'clock in the morning. I came in just around the beginning of the show. I left here at, I want to say, I didn't leave till 5 in the morning. The guys I was working with left at 4:10. And then I called them up and I said, well, I didn't call them. We talked about it. And I said, hey, let's try to get here by 4 tomorrow on Saturday. So I was here again at like 3:30 yesterday. And I stayed here last night only till about 2 a.m. And then I got back here at 2 p.m. And that's my weekend work schedule. I can't tell you what my weekday work schedule is, but I can't help myself while I'm here, Frank. When I'm in the office, when I'm in Austin, this seems like it's all that matters. I have to read the news. I want to get up on this radio program and shout the truth to the masses. I can't tell you how hyped up I was as soon as I had seen this Pentagon shooter was also a 9/11 truther. I wanted to get on air that minute, but I am going to be taking quite a break, quite a vacation after this film is off to DVD, wrapped up. Can't wait for that. But at the same time, I can't stop myself from caring about what happens to me and my family, to this country, to the Constitution and Bill of Rights. Back after this.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream. by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slang test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barred curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the meteors these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
And we are back. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. And what a horrible transition for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Just totally and completely amateurish. We're on the line with Frank in North Carolina. We're going to go back to him in just a moment. But we do report on this program every week, how many banks have gone under, with over 140 banks going under last year. And remember, those are not individual banks. Those are outlets of banks. It was well over 140 individual banks that actually went under. Right now, we're at 26. Regulators on Friday shuttered banks in Florida, Illinois, Maryland, and Utah, boosting to 26 the number of bank failures in the United States so far this year, following the 140 brought down in 2009, because the economy continues to worsen. They continue to gut the dollar. They continue to tell you the new reserve currency is coming and should be solidified just around the time of the good old G20 coming up. Go ahead, Frank. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Don't get me wrong. Hey, don't get me wrong, Jason. Mm-hmm. I envy you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, I understand, man. Hey, listen, I love the breaks. I mean, to be honest, the reason that I don't get as many breaks out here is because my entire family and the majority of my friends are out in New York. So really, the only people I know in Texas coming out here were Alex Jones and people within the office, and really the only social group I have. I have maybe one friend outside of the office, and I'm very thankful for that. But it's just so interrelated. It can be overwhelming at times. But that doesn't mean that, you know, I don't get to go to Twin Peaks and go watch UFC and chill out and watch The Simpsons and The Family Guy. I do get to do those things as well. Go ahead, Frank. We still got him?
Sharp dress.
Yep.
Be aware of sharp dressed men bearing gifts, too. or deals. But this is something, it's kind of off topic a little bit, but mm-hmm. Paul Craig Roberts was on one of his most recent appearances. I think it's been in the past two or three, maybe 4 weeks. But mm-hmm. he finally, after all these years of coming on and talking to Alex Jones, he finally conceded that 9/11 was an inside job, and I kept waiting, and perhaps I missed it, but I never saw you guys publicize that.
Well, you know why? Because we've been talking to Paul Craig Roberts off air for years, and he's held that belief for quite some time in, I guess, different levels. I think one of the things that made him question initially, but he was not comfortable talking about on the air, was what happened at the Pentagon. And I think, I want to say sometime earlier last year, I had him on the weeknight show I used to run, and he did talk about the suspiciousness of the Pentagon attack. And I've heard him off air saying that these guys may be the same guys that were behind 9/11. But I think because he's involved so heavily with sort of mainline alternative media such as Counterpunch, he's been reluctant to write or speak about those topics. But one of the main reasons we've had Paul Craig Roberts on outside of his financial information is because he does know a lot about geopolitics.
Okay, that's kind of about how I had it figured.
All right, man. Hey, you take it easy. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Forrest in West Virginia. Forrest, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Hey.
When I hear about the Cyberbullying Act and cybersecurity and web censorship, of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and then the media clumping you guys in with hate groups, I just think that's totally absurd. Because there's a big difference between player hating and protecting what we hustle for, and like standing up against tyranny.
Absolutely.
Because, like, player hating would be just like speaking out and being hateful towards people who have made it and done good things and, you know, just did what they had to do to like get ahead.
So well, you know, you see that as the majority of the media, whether it's actually talking about geopolitics or not, for some reason, people clamor, they salivate to tear other people down. They love a scandal. They love that, Tiger Woods had a problem with having sex with all sorts of different women. They love the Michael Jackson death scenario and this guy who drugged him up and maybe he'll go to jail. They love a good scandal. They love Anna Nicole Smith. They love to tear down celebrity. They love to tear down anybody who is successful. But they're not tearing us down just because we're successful. They're tearing us down because we're successful in getting out the truth, the real message, mobilizing people against the machine. We do rage against the machine every single day here at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We read the Plutonomy documents last week on the Inner Info Warrior, where the upper echelon 1% of the Citigroup investors that are literal billionaires talked about their plan for a Plutonomy, a government run by the wealthy. And this model also said we will continue to make more and more money every year as the poorer classes lose money every year. And they say, well, how could this system stop? And they said, well, it's elastic. And their greatest fear is the one person, one vote system in which the people actually stand up for themselves. They decide that they'll no longer be this subservient slave class, Forrest.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And you've got like millions of witnesses that just can testify that y'all love humanity and love this nation very much, and y'all are nothing but infinite love, man.
Well, and thank you, brother. You know, I appreciate that. Hey, man, there is nothing but love in this heart right here. I don't want to tear anybody down. I don't want to hate. It doesn't make me feel good to get up here and have to call Glenn back out on his lies. I wish he didn't propagate those lies. I don't have it in me to want to go shoot Pentagon officials for no reason. In fact, no one with any kind of sanity has that in them. They know that that doesn't empower the powerless. As the Washington Post is trying to convince middle America, 9/11 truthers love this man shooting Pentagon officials. First of all, they're not even really Pentagon officials. They're security guards making $10 or $14 an hour, and shooting them would do absolutely nothing in the geopolitical arena, have absolutely no positive impact whatsoever. And really what you're doing are shooting innocent people that may have families. Let's go to Rich in Pennsylvania. Rich, you're online.
Jason,
yes, sir.
Your film loose change really started my whole awakening, and I can't wait to see your Invisible Empire film.
Awesome,
sure,
man.
It's going to be great.
Cool.
I just wanted to say this thing that's going on with Glenn Beck, I really think it's important that you guys get some type of one-hour little short documentary out there, because when I go around and talk to people and try to wake them up, they are just so induced by this guy. The wool is just pulled over their eyes. Mm-hmm. And they just defend them. And, you know, I try to give them facts about how this guy's just misrepresenting everybody. And they don't want to listen. So I think you guys really need to try to work a way to get this thing out there so we can actually hand out something physical to these people and wake them up and get them on our side.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I don't know if we're going to be able to get that hour-long documentary pumped out in the next 2 or 3 months, but the tools that you could give to people, those with an iPhone or a smartphone, you can get them to look up Jason Burmis calls out Glenn Beck on YouTube, or Jason Burmis goes against popular mechanics, loose change versus popular mechanics. But there have been plenty of exposés by both Alex and myself pointing out the lies of Glenn Beck. And perhaps when Rob Dew and Jason Douglas finish up the editing on Police State 4, they could get to that project. But really, that's going to be up to Alex Jones. I do think that Glenn Beck is extremely dangerous, as he takes a lot of the information that we provide on this show and then spins it and really causes inaction and apathy in people that may become active if they saw the big picture, the real truth, that Glenn Beck is nothing but a former top 40 DJ huckster. That's all he is. He's an entertainer. He's a guy who rolled the dice and got double sixes. That's it. He's just another talking head with some shtick that has now found a niche audience. He doesn't believe anything he says. He's a joke. Let's go to Phil in Nevada. Phil, you're online. Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I got two questions.
Mm-hmm.
One question. I was wondering if you knew about the gaming app, the what they have going against online poker.
No, I don't know. I don't know anything about the. I don't play a lot of poker, number one, and I certainly don't play online. Are they trying to use online poker to regulate the internet?
They pushed something through a terrorism bill about online poker, and it's pretty much impossible to get your funds offline now.
No, I didn't know about that. But if you could send me some information on it, I'd definitely be willing to read it and report on it next week. What else you got for me?
Well, basically, I'm a college athlete, mm-hmm. and I love sports, and I always hear on Alex's show how he talks down about the sports culture,
mm-hmm.
but I was thinking about how we could use sports to educate people.
Well, first off, let me just stop you, Phil, because I am one of those guys that does not think that the sports culture is all that bad in the respect that I played sports in high school, and it was not only high school, but of course, I started in Little League, I went up into middle school, all the way through high school, I didn't play any college sports, but that's because that wasn't really my interest. I was actually a pretty decent baseball player back in the day. And what sports did for me is it gave me a regimentation. It gave me goals to work toward. It gave me a sense of really courage and accomplishment that I could face things that seemed almost insurmountable at the time and come out a victor. I remember one of the biggest things in my life up until that point was going to the States for baseball. And I remember my state game. I went 3-for-3. We ended up losing by one run. In the bottom of the sixth inning, that's actually true. Jaron's looking at me. And what killed me is I was on third base and they put this pinch runner in on first base. I'm not going to say his name, but I'm no big fan of this gentleman. And we're one run down. The guy who gets up actually hits a single. Okay? And because they put in the pinch runner gets thrown out before I can score. It's unbelievable. We're going to come back. We're going to continue to talk to Phil. I don't think sports should be demonized on that level, but I will tell you, when we do take it too far, it's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoblue.com today.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Funny today, wrapping up what I was saying about sports, and then I'm going to go back to Phil in Nevada. I think that sports does become dangerous when we start associating ourselves with professional athletes as though that's all that matters. In other words, our joy, our happiness relies on whether LeBron James dunks a basketball or whether or not the Yankees win the World Series. And I think it's good to have hobbies, to have pastimes, to have things that you can relate to your children with. Some of my favorite times as a young man were to go to Yankee Stadium and watch a game. But when you're so heavily invested that your daily life revolves around Knicks tip-off time, then it starts to get dangerous. Now, you can use that as a tool, perhaps, to wake other people up by bringing DVDs to games or having people over for football and giving them material or starting conversations. But there are so many zombified, not only Americans, I mean, the Europeans are into soccer. They call it football. And they get just as obsessed about David Beckham as we used to about Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods. And that is dangerous. But I want to get your perspective, Phil, and how you think we can use this against the enemy. Go ahead.
Well, I don't think you could have said it any better. It's a great way to get the word out to your friends. Because I'm from New Hampshire, and we're really big on the Red Sox.
Oh, yeah.
So any chance I get, you know, we'll be talking about the Red Sox, and I'll just happen to bring up, you know, something about the Federal Reserve or, you know, what's going on over in the Middle East. And, I mean, it would be great with all the news outlets, all the attention we have dedicated to sports right now, if maybe there was a professional athlete that, you know, it would get coverage.
It would get coverage. You're saying it would get coverage if a pro athlete of the caliber of an MVP or a championship caliber type outfit athlete to come out for 9/11 Truth. That is true. We really haven't had too many big star athletes. We've had a couple football players come out here and there, but nobody on the caliber of, say, a Willie Nelson. You know, when Willie Nelson comes up, that's huge in the music industry. I can't believe Willie Nelson's talking about 9/11 Truth. When Charlie Sheen talks about it, that's huge in the television industry. When David Lynch talks about Loose Change, that's huge in the directors community. When Jesse Ventura talks about 9/11 Truth, that's also huge all the way around. But we have not seen athletes come out for 9/11 Truth, and they're just like anybody else out there. So I'm sure they're out there. Come on up. We'd love to have you on the Info Warrior. We'd love to have you on the Alex Jones Show. We'd love for you to come out and say, hey, I believe these things. I'm not behind some crazy guy shooting Pentagon employees making $14 an hour. I think that's bull. Let's go to Mark in Oregon. Appreciate the call, Phil. Mark, you're online.
Good evening, Jason.
Hey, hey.
Hey. Well, I heard this phenomena here in the form of a radio interview on Pastor Butch Paul's show on this past Friday.
Okay.
And you caught me by surprise. I don't hope I don't have my dog alarm go off here on you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Kind of hear him whooping around in the background there.
Okay.
At any rate, there was a man this past Friday on Pastor Butch Shaw Paul interview named Sam Kennedy. And have you heard of Mr. Kennedy?
He's a radio. No, I haven't.
He's a radio show host on the Republic Network.
Okay.
And he gave a general description, Jason, of the Save America Now plan.
Okay.
And what Mr. Kennedy says is that he was approached within the last several years by representatives of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Okay.
And that they are very interested, and he has been working with them for about a year and a half now.
Uh-huh.
On, as I mentioned, the Save America Now plan.
Uh-huh.
And what this plan would do is return this country back to constitutional or common law out from under the admiralty or corporate law.
All right, well, let me just say this right off the bat, Mark, and I appreciate your call. I know you're a good caller. I know you call in with a lot of good information. Anytime I hear, number one, that somebody is covertly working with another organization, especially one like the Joint Chiefs of Staff, I am extremely suspicious. In my new film, Invisible Empire, I have the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Michael Mullen, calling for a, you guessed it, new world order, literally within the first 10 minutes of my program. And I've had people call into this program and try to promote the NESRA documents, which have a similar sound to them with which you just described. Hold on the line. We'll come back to you on the other side. It's the Info Warrior.
Coast to coast. Direct from Austin, you're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water
water every day.
The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Well, come on, all you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam, way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for?
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. If you missed any of the programming, pick up the podcast over at theinfowarrior.com. Following the show, we were just talking about admiralty and common law and the phony Nesra documents, and my opinion on somebody who said that they were working with the Joint Chiefs of Staff to bring back the Constitution and Bill of Rights into this country, to bring back freedom in America. And I guess I want to get your take on what I just said, Mark. Go ahead.
Yes, absolutely. And that's a very familiar issue. That is a good thing to do from everything I can tell, and people have been trying to do it through the years. Mr. Kennedy was saying that this would be an immediate effect of the Save America Now plan. Now, just this is so phenomenal, because he also said that the Illuminati, and he named European royalty, per se, the Queen of England, the Windsor family, as well as the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the phenomenal part, and we talk about this on a suspected level of disinformation and what that means, that they would use this particular type of relatively long-term disinformation, as opposed to something you get as a quick fact or a quick event that's gone a couple days later, such as the shootings and such that are going on now.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone in most quarters. This is something that he comes on to the show and states publicly, and he himself has his own radio show on Republic Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that he's been personally involved with this.
Mm-hmm.
And if he was telling the truth, I speak on a hypothetical level here,
mm-hmm.
What this would mean is a solution to all of our problems. Now, what does that mean on a disinformation suspicion level, that he would actually come up publicly and say this? And he has been going through this he went through it for a period of a month. You can go to his archives. He has all his programs archived
mm-hmm.
up on republicradio.com. He said go to January 31st and the whole month of February. And
mm-hmm.
he is going over during his radio shows this detailed plan, and he's talking all about this. So he's not coming out of the blue with this. This is something he's been putting out over the broadcast.
Well, you know, my view on this is that he's trying to get people to take inaction. Like you said, this would solve all of our problems. It would be the magic bullet. So we really don't have to worry about anything. I think that is the real issue here, that this type of disinformation caused people to have a false sense of security and a false sense that we can just fix everything with one fell swoop. Appreciate the call, Mark. Before we go to Pat in Washington, I want to hit this article up. Neglected by lazy nurses, man, 22 years old, 22, young man, dying of thirst, rang the police to beg for water. This is what you get with socialized health care. A man, 22, died in agony of dehydration after 3 days in a leading technical hospital. Kane Gorney was so desperate for a drink of water that he rang the police and begged for their help. They arrived on the ward only to be told that doctors only to be told by doctors that everything was under control. The next day, his mother, Rita Crownan, found him delirious, and he died within hours. So let's recap this little story. A 22-year-old man is in a hospital. He can't get water from the nurses and the doctor, so he himself calls the police. The police are so inept that without even checking with this gentleman, they go to the hospital. The doctors say, everything's okay, don't worry, and he dies the next day. That's what socialized medicine does for you. Let's see if anybody's brought up on charges. Let's see what happens with the lawsuit. This woman deserves millions upon millions for losing her young son to disturbing and disgusting negligence. Let's go to Pat in Washington. Pat, you're on the line.
Hi, yes, Alex, sir. Jason, that was a good story.
I'm calling
because I wanted to see if you could fill in a story that you're carrying from the Atlantic about that detention bill that John McCain and Lieberman are trying to push through. Is that the last piece of the Gestapo justice puzzle?
You know, I'm not sure which story. I haven't been on InfoWars or Prison Planet today. Refresh my memory. Which bill is this? This is something that's being proposed by Lieberman and McCain. And what are they talking about? Detention centers here in the U.S. For enemy combatants and the like? Or what is it?
Well, it's called the Enemy Belligerent Interrogation, Detention, and Prosecution Act of 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And the summary... Mm-hmm. Basically says that it would require these belligerents to be coded as high-value detainees, mm-hmm. and it gives five different criteria for basically subverting our rights to Miranda, et cetera, and putting us basically under the...
So it would take American citizens and put them under enemy combatant status for being belligerent and then just being able to be rushed away to a black site without a jury, without a trial. It's judge, jury, and executioner all rolled up into one for a big police state. I will have to read the bill like I've read so many of these other bills and go over it on the air next week. I will keep you posted. Appreciate the tip. Let's go to Lori in Pennsylvania. Lori, you're online.
Yeah,
yes,
hey.
Lori. How are you?
Hey, I just wanted to let you know I do appreciate your radio show. I've learned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I did prep. That is, last weekend, I went out and bought food, and I stored it away.
Oh, good.
Something I would never think of doing, but I did.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good to be, I'll tell you this, Larry, it's good to be prepared. Whether or not you believe that martial law is imminent at this point, I do not believe that martial law is imminent. You know, every year there are floods, there are power outages, there are blizzards, there are reasons to have storable foods in the case of an emergency, and in the worst case scenario, you would rather be prepared than caught with your pants down. So when we tell you, hey, it's good to have 2-3 months of storable food, it is. When we tell you it's good to have some of your money in gold and silver and other precious metals, it is. When we tell you that these videos that we produce are the biggest tools in fighting the New World Order, we mean it. Because if we don't have an awakened, enlightened, involved populace, how can we ever expect to have a country that is run for and by the people ever again? Appreciate the call, Lori. Let's go to Chris in New Jersey. Chris, you're on the line. Go ahead, Chris.
What's up? I got a couple quick points to make. One, what is the chances of ever getting one of these films that you guys produce in movie theaters nationwide? I know that's a big goal.
That is the most difficult thing in the world, man. Look, let me tell you, as a guy that has really come closer than anybody else in the Patriot movement to getting one of these films in a theater on a regular basis, it is almost impossible. Let me repeat that one for you. Almost impossible. With the run of Loose Change Second Edition and then the final cut was scheduled to be in theaters. We were dealing with Magnolia Management. But that whole Hollywood process sucks, dude. I mean, you've got to sign your life away. You don't get final cut. You have no idea whether or not they're going to distribute it in the first place. Magnolia Management had just put out this, I can't even remember what it was called, but it was this Iraqi war film. And, man, why can't I remember? But it wasn't even a documentary, and it was all this controversy, and it was going around. It opened in, like, 8 theaters. It had a 2-week run. That's no good. And the only documentaries that we've seen that have been promoted and pushed by mainstream theater outlets have been either from Michael Moore or Morgan Spurlock. Morgan Spurlock was able to break that barrier with the excellent Super Size Me. And I reviewed Michael Moore's Capitalism here on the air last week. It's really one of his better works, one of my favorites that he's done. I would just say that, one, he misidentifies capitalism as the enemy. It's globalism. And two, he gives Barack Obama a big pass. But even somebody who is a multimillionaire like Michael Moore, somebody who is literally recognized worldwide for what he does, it's hard for him to get his movies into theaters. So I really feel like I'm very satisfied with the fact that my next film is going to be seen by hopefully tens of millions of people for free on YouTube. And then they can go out and look, we live in a time now, Chris, where it's almost not cool for me to put my movies out into theaters because this information needs to get out immediately. I don't want to have a 2 or 3 month run in a theater and then have to wait another month for you to get it on DVD and then have that DVD be restricted so nobody else can see it. We live in an era now that if you have a PlayStation or an Xbox 360 and you're hooked up online, you can immediately go to YouTube and watch my entire film for free on a big screen television by just going there. Go ahead, Chris.
I've been a fan of you guys for years. I've been listening to Alex Jones even before September 11th. I used to be stationed in Fort Hood, Texas, okay. Originally from Jersey. I'm back in New Jersey now. And I've seen Alex Jones when he was like 20 years old, this young-looking guy. And that's how I know he's credible. He's been talking about the New World Order even before 9/11. And I think it just gives credibility to Alex Jones. Now, he's been doing this kind of like Ron Paul has a straight voting record. Alex Jones has never flip-flopped. And this brings me to my next point. I think that for PrisonPlanet.tv members, one thing that you could do instead of commercials would be just run a documentary, you know, for 3 minutes, and then, you know, continue it next commercial break. And then in the next commercial break, continue it some more. I think it would be more educational, way for you guys to promote more of your DVDs, get more of the word out. You know, that was only for paying customers like me, PrisonPlanet.tv. And I recommend everybody get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Give the guy $6.
It's $6 a month. I mean, you can't even get a value menu meal for that. You can't get a greasy McDonald's MSG laden meal for less than $6. And we're asking you for $6 a month. You get to see my show every week, 3 hours. 3 hours. We put out 4 shows a month, folks. And we did it for 6 months where I was doing 5 shows a week. I was doing 5 nights a week, 3 hours for PrisonPlanet.tv. You know you're going to get Alex Jones for 2 hours live every day on PrisonPlanet.tv. You know you're going to get every single Alex Jones documentary that's been produced. I think he's done 15 or 16 on his own. He obviously produced my film Loose Change Final Cut, as well as Fabled Enemies and now Invisible Empire. And my films are available for free on PrisonPlanet.tv. It's really a can't lose membership. And not only that, it's not only $6 a month just for you. You can share your passcode with 5 other people and all 6 of you can be logged in at once. That's literally $1 a month. $1 a month. If you find 5 other people to split it with. Appreciate the call, Chris. Let's go to JC in Florida. JC, you're online.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. I just want to make a couple of points and got a couple of questions for you. First point is I'm an ex-cop in Florida, so Alex Jones is absolutely correct. They did, and they still do in some instances, have quotas for cops in Florida, possibly all over the United States.
Oh, all over. Listen, my buddies, first of all, I'm very good friends with my local Oneonta police station. They admit to having quotas. Another one of my fraternity brothers that I graduated with, he's a state trooper in New York. He openly tells me that they have quotas. It's not even a dirty little secret. It's just plausible deniability set up by the departments to make you think that they don't have quotas. Go ahead, JC.
But anyway, that's true, and it's all, you're graded on performance-based evaluations. If you don't meet the quota, or you're under the quota, or under the mean or the average, you get a lower score on your performance base, and it goes with your salary and what you can get as a raise, but that's neither here nor there. You talked about, you said that there would, without change, it's going to be bloodless. I don't think so. These people who are in power are so evil, and as Alex Jones said, they're sociopaths, they're crazy, and just like Barack Obama. I voted for Barack Obama, and I got swept up in the emotionalism of, you know, he's changed, going to be the first black president. But he's part of the machine. As soon as he got in there, he said, well, when he was running, he said that he was going to not let the White House be filled up with lobbyists.
Yeah.
As soon as he got elected, he just filled up the whole place with lobbyists. It was insane. It was a blatant lie. So it showed me that Alex Jones couldn't be corrected.
Well, let me stop you, JC, because it's not just him filling up his administration with lobbyists and being pro-lobbyists, but if you look at the Cybersecurity Act, okay, this is going to set up a panel of not elected officials, but appointed officials. And if we could zoom in with that document cam right here. This is part of the Cybersecurity Act, and this is Section 3, Cybersecurity Advisory Panel. And talk about special interests, they shall appoint as members of the panel representatives of industry, academia, nonprofit organizations, interest groups, and advocacy organizations, as well as state and local governments who are qualified to provide advice and information on cybersecurity research, development, demonstrations, education, technology transfer, commercial application, or societal and civil liberty concerns. Now let's read it again. They're going to appoint the very lobbyists that we're talking about, and they're going to be put in charge of cybersecurity. This guy is nothing but a puppet of the elite. He is an extension of the Bush administration, JC.
Correct. Is this a bill or has this been enacted?
This is passed. This is passed through the House, and it's now in the Senate. Type in InfoWarrior Cybersecurity or Burmese Cybersecurity. I have read subsection after subsection of this bill. It is going to take over all nonprofit institutions, all the major infrastructure of ISPs and more. It puts out special grants and scholarship programs for kindergarten through 12th grade students so they can recruit them into federal programs, and they admit in here that all software will be standardized and you will have to be approved by the state federally to work IT. And again, they're going to recruit the best and brightest out of school, as well as take over all of the internet infrastructure and put it under the direction of the FCC and NIST. Here it is right here. Software configuration specification language. You have to have that same specification language. Standard software configuration. The Institute shall establish standard configurations consisting of security settings. Standard protocol over this. International standards so that we could be swayed by people like Australia and even China. Mandatory licensing. You will need mandatory licensing to be on the web. So they could just say Infowars.com can't get a license. PrisonPlanet.tv can't get a license through the FCC. I encourage people to go read the bill for themselves. It's only 50 some odd pages. You can get through it in 20 minutes or so, and it is quite nightmarish. Appreciate the call, JC. All right, let's hit up a few news stories that I was unable to get to earlier in the program. U.S. searching for radicalized Americans. The top U.S. diplomat in Pakistan says the Obama administration does not know how many Americans might have disappeared overseas to train with Al-Qaeda or other terrorist groups. Yes, it's a huge epidemic here in the United States of America. Citizens are going to train with Al-Qaeda, so we must get them abroad and kill them abroad. They are radicalized Americans. Totally ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. You think you know your neighbor's sex dungeon found in sleepy Devon Village. Folks, it creeps me out that the elite are into sadomasochism in some respects, occultism, pedophilia. But most people see them up there on a podium with a smile and a nice haircut and think to themselves, they couldn't do nothing evil. That man's a good man. Yet every day in the news, we find out that somebody's neighbor is a killer, that people have sex dungeon rooms. One guy had an entire family with a woman that he had chained up and raped for over 20 years. Unfortunately, on the good end of humanity, there is the polar opposite of evil. We'll be back. Final segment of the Info Warrior coming up.
Hi.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arms.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made can switch blades in every arm. And this way we ixnay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fakes lay like hidden bombs. We march in unison. The soul is true within eternal missions with just a lifetime
to do it in. Final segment of the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Going to hit up a couple of the stories that we didn't get to today. Again, if you missed any of the broadcast, you can pick up the podcast over at theinfowarrior.com following the show. Or just go get the iPhone app and listen how you want, when you want. I love the iPhone app. This one's out of the North County Times in California. Skateboarders in Poway, that's outside of San Diego, will have to register their names and thumbprints to get into the city's skate park by late summer. Oh, isn't that lovely? Now, if you're a tax-paying American, you're guilty until proven innocent and unable to use the facilities that you provide with your tax dollars, aka a park, a community park, unless you're willing to give up your biometric information, because we live in a massing slave state where we are considered the slave serf class by the elite's own documentation, by their own words. Stimulus watch, less stimulus for minority firms. And see, the reason I wanted to cover this one is because they always want to make it into a racial issue. No, the stimulus package didn't go to anybody but the top 5%, the upper echelon, the upper crust. It didn't go to any small firms, whether or not you were white, black, Hispanic, purple, yellow. It doesn't matter. Unless you were a big bank star, like Lehman Brothers and Goldman Sachs, you didn't get any of the stimulus. Cuba to require medical insurance for all visitors. Cash-strapped Cuba will require visitors to buy health insurance if they enter the country, according to a new government measure disclosed on Saturday. So Cuba, the reason I wanted to cover this one is not only the mandatory health insurance, but it shows that they're so strapped for cash, they're willing to go to exorbitant measures to raise money, showing that the global economy really is in dire straits. Defectors say Church of Scientology hides abuse. I don't want to remain on this story for too long, but if you have not seen the abuses of Scientology, I suggest you look into them. L. Ron Hubbard, not such a great guy. L. Ron Hubbard, he came up with this little religion called Scientology out of a book called Dianetics through an occult sexual ritual with a man named Jack Parsons, and that's what the band the Jack Parsons Project is based on. Go check it out yourself. I know it sounds too bizarre to be true. Unfortunately, it is. I thought that this was a great story. RAF helicopter pilot shot between the eyes by Taliban, still flew 20 to safety. There are those rare instances that you can get shot in the head and not only survive, but do great things. And this man was shot in the head as he landed the helicopter, went through his helmet, blood everywhere, and he still flew 20 to safety. I'm sure that the propagators of war will be using this story to their advantage, but I thought that I would bring it up because it was super interesting. And another interesting story we didn't cover, mysterious snake appears in painting of Queen Elizabeth. All you Ike fans out there are going to love this one. The serpent was depicted being clasped in the Tudor monarch's fingers in the original version of the work, but it was painted over at the last minute and replaced with a more decorative bunch of roses. Deterioration over time has meant that the snake has revealed itself once more with an outline now visible on the surface. If you missed me covering the Pentagon attack, Alex Jones on Geraldo, and so much more, including Adam Gadon. Oh, we have Adam Gadon. We've got him. We've got the American Al-Qaeda. Hey, shut up, man. He works for us. We're not supposed to be telling people. No, we don't have him. We got somebody who looked like him. It's all a setup. It's all a psyop. It's all meant to make you feel insignificant and confused so you don't take action. I thank you all for joining me for the full 3 hours of the Info Warrior. We'll be back next week. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.